USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
ICE is claiming responsibility for the suicide bombing that kills 19 people near the Turkish border in Syria, four Americans among them. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shannon.
Our fight against terrorism is ongoing, and we will remain vigilant and committed to its destruction.
The Americans, two service members, a civilian Defense Department employee, and a contractor were dining when the bomber walked by and blew himself up.
President Trump says he wants his supporters to know that he is ready for a long federal government shutdown, saying that he won't approve ending it until Congress approves the money to begin building his wall on the southern border. The longest shutdown in history is now in its 27th day. This is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
One of President Trump's lawyers says he can't be sure members of the Trump campaign might not have colluded with Russia during the 2016 election. In a contentious interview on CNN last night, Rudy Giuliani claimed he never said there might not have been collusion between the campaign and Russia.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes, you
have. I have no idea if there, I have not. I said the President of the United States. There is not a single bit of evidence the President of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
Questions have arisen about who'll get the $50,000 in reward money in the case of a kidnapped Wisconsin teenager, Jamie Kloss, escaping her captor last week. After nearly 90 days in captivity, police say Jake Patterson kidnapped the 13-year-old after killing her parents. The family who took in Jamie immediately after her escape say she should get the money because she got herself out of captivity. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is apparently disregarding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's suggestion to delay his State of the Union address, though she'll have final say. In a letter to Trump, Pelosi said the annual speech should be postponed until after the partial government shutdown's resolved. So far, the president has not responded, though, as the shutdown has continued for a 27th day. But as Speaker of the House, Pelosi, again, will have final say on when and if the State of the Union is delivered to that joint session of Congress. Hyundai and Kia are recalling nearly 170,000 vehicles, saying there's risk they could catch fire. It's an issue with a fuel pipe that was actually the subject of an earlier recall. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has been working to figure out if enough vehicles have been recalled already, but they're closed now due to the ongoing government shutdown, and despite that, the automakers are moving ahead with their own wider recall. It affects 2011 to 2014 models of the Kia Optima, Sorento, Sportage, and the same model years of the Hyundai Sonata and Hyundai Santa Fe Sport. And a new survey finds young adults are more familiar with emojis than they are of many of the warning lights in their vehicles. A survey was done by Goodyear Auto Service and Just Tires. Find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.